T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You may have missed that. Great football game last night, but of course the focus here today is on the return of Aaron Boone, 3 years plus a one-year option. So it could be a four-year deal. And Brian Cashman's under contract for another year. He was asked about his contractual status, and he said, look, I'm under contract. So there's no reason to have any discussion about that right now. I've got another year to go.
Isn't it possible he's already signed the contract extension and it just hasn't been leaked down?
Is it possible? Yeah, of course it's possible.
I don't think Hal Steinbrenner wants to allow Brian Cashman to get the free agency.
I think there's a part of him that would like the Mets to sign a guy first. Sure, why not? Or yes, maybe as you take stock of other teams in the league that would have the means to support the vision of Brian Cashman financially, like they do, meaning the Chicago Cubs. I don't know. Maybe name a team that's 5 or 6 of them. Yeah.
Well, no, the team is specifically the New York Mets because they've had such issues getting to interview guys and getting permission to interview guys, rightfully so. Why would the Milwaukee Brewers allow them to talk to a guy like David Stearns? Well, if Brian Cashman gets to free agency, and I'm Steve Cohen, and I've had so many issues hiring a president of baseball operations, yeah, I go after Cash.
Brian Cashman's a no-brainer. Brian Cashman's a $10 million a year guy for you.
Yeah.
Because you got the money, and he's got the experience. I agree. But he is under contract for a year anyway. So they don't even have to extend him, and they still C-block the Mets because the Mets need a guy now.
Yeah, but they may not
hire. You think the Mets are going to go another full year?
Yes.
Without a legitimate?
Yes.
Really?
You want me to guess? Yeah, I think they're going to hire another young general manager
or candidate. Zach Scott or whatever?
I don't think it'll be Zach Scott, but I think they'll hire another young kind of, and there's names I could bring up. It's not going to mean anything to you. And I think Sandy's going to sort of remain in that, hey, I'm the overseer role. See how this year goes. And when now you're a year closer to David Stearns being available or potentially Brian Cashman being available, yeah. If I had to guess right now, that's how it's going to go. And by the way, everyone loves to say LOL Mets. A lot of it is not on the Mets. It's not their fault that they're not getting permission to interview dream candidates.
Yeah.
That's not their fault.
That's not their fault, but...
their fault? Tell me what's their fault.
Well,
and I'll be honest with you if I agree with you.
Would you say Billy Bean taking himself out of the race and Theo Epstein saying I'm not interested is on the Mets or
not? Not necessarily.
No.
I don't think Theo's interested in any job. Billy Bean has never left the Oakland A's. He was close to leaving for Boston. He never has. So, no, I can't put that on Cohen. I can't put it on Cohen that the Brewers are saying no to interviewing their 38-year-old success story.
Yeah, he looks like he's 19, too.
Right.
He's one of those I told my kids, go to college for sports analytics.
Right.
You'll be a GM within 10 years, right? If you land with the right team, and you're part of a team that gets a lucky 3 or 4 year run, and you're in that front office, you go from pushing buttons on a computer to you're now the wonder kid.
No doubt.
Yeah. It's too bad that my kids don't like baseball. If
the
only
problem.
They liked baseball.
Yeah, but Sonny could do the same thing in a basketball department
and
end up becoming a general manager.
He does want to work in the NBA.
See? He could end up there.
He either wants to do that or do like a show.
Right.
He's actually doing a show right now on YouTube with Snacks Harrison.
Nice.
How about that?
Very nice.
Kid got himself a job.
Look at that.
It's called the Snacks and Sonny Show.
Look at that.
I watched it on Saturday.
Is Snacks good? Because I never took him
Snacks
as someone
was
that
really
was
good.
That good with the media.
And they had Darius Slay as a guest. They outproduced Thomas. They got Darius Slay. Who do we have? Nobody.
We got Aaron Boone.
Aaron Boone.
We have long-winded bits that he doesn't edit properly so that I can't play them. That's what we get out of our producer. They get Darius Slay. That's the reality.
Unfortunately for Lugie, he didn't play in the NFL.
I had to wake him up today. I called him and answered his phone. You know, there's a big news today. Yankees, maybe we could book someone.
He was sleeping?
Yeah. How do you sleep, Lugie?
I don't know. He didn't answer my call when I called him. I can tell exactly what time I called him to.
What time?
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'll tell you if it's acceptable or not.
I called him at 10:33 this morning.
10:33?
No answer. Yeah.
That dude.
Matt's in Middletown.
Come on.
Brian Cashman's back. Brian Cashman. He wasn't going there anyway, but he's back. Aaron Boone's back. They're running it back. Let's go. What do you got, Matt?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Great.
Excellent.
Good. So listen, I have the answer to everybody's questions of what happened to the Yankees. Their days of being in their own class and being feared, like, it's over.
No, it's not. It's not even close to being over.
Forward, man.
What are you, a Met fan?
I'm a diehard Met fan.
Hey, Matt, let's be honest with each other. We would love to be the New York Yankees right now.
Yeah. By the way, 28 teams, maybe 26, would like to be the Yankees, too.
It doesn't seem now like the class of the Yankees is that far ahead of the Mets at this time. I mean, we're a disaster.
Well, I would say this. You're never going to win the argument about where the Mets are in relation to the Yankees until the Mets actually do something.
Yeah, like seriously.
A silly argument.
We're not close to the Yankees right now. We don't have a president of baseball operations with any kind of track record. We don't have a president. We're coming off a disastrous close to the season, and the Yankees' biggest problem is, yeah, we're in the playoffs every year. We never advance.
Right.
Only twice in the history of this franchise have the Mets made the playoffs in back-to-back years. In back-to-back years!
Yeah.
The Yankees have made it in 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21. I think that's five straight years. So I'm sorry. Right now, I would love to be the New York Yankees as a Met fan, and we're not.
The Mets have to pull like a Florida Marlin deal off where they win that one fluke World Series, or like the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Sign
me
up.
Where you can just live off of for the next 30 years.
Sign me up for that.
But that's the only way you're ever going to have a conversation where you would tell a Yankee fan to zip it, right? You need the fluke. You need that one fluky win. Hey, this
well,
was our
it
year.
Could have been. And
let's
it
play the curly
been.
Shuffle.
It could Ooh. Have been, and it should have been in 2015. Okay, that should have been that exact year. They got hot at the right time. They made the perfect trade in Yoenis. They had dominant starting pitching that was healthy at the right time. And that World Series, everything about that freaking World Series is probably my biggest regret as a sports fan.
Is it your biggest regret?
That was theirs. And don't give me this garbage of nobody was beating the Royals. I hate that lazy, stupid take that Lugie gives me and Licata gives me. Shut up with that. I know you guys come from a good place, but stop with that. Nobody was beating the Royals as if they were some kind of freaking juggernaut. Stop.
You are harboring a lot of resentment over that 2015 World Series.
Yeah.
A lot of resentment, aren't
you? Because what have they done since, bro?
Nothing.
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 Well, they were in the wild card game. I saw the banner.
Oh, great. Let's have a freaking party. Whoa. We're in the wild card game.
Yeah, listen. I understand if a Yankee fan said it like that. You're a Met fan. You get into a wild card game, you might as well have a parade. Right? You
can't even. It's the year following a pennant, dude.
You can't even hire a front office executive, at least one that doesn't, commit crimes. Right? Who's your new manager going to be?
You think that's on the top of my list right now?
No.
That is so back down.
Maybe you
on
guys
my
can
list.
Get Buck Showalter.
Okay, whatever.
There
Team president.
Yeah.
Then the thoughts on, hey, what do you want to do with all these key free agents? And then, manager matters at some point. Right now it doesn't matter.
At some point, but you're right. The manager's been so...
You know what pisses me off the most about the Mets?
I don't.
Whenever I hear rumors...
I think we're going to find out, though.
I'm going to tell you. Whenever I hear rumors about they're talking about this, they're talking about that when it comes to managers and players, pisses me off. They haven't even hired a team president. Yeah. Shouldn't that person make the decision?
Well, nobody wants to.
Like, the decision on Javier Baez and Marcus Stroman... Shouldn't that be the guy you hire?
I heard that Steve Cohen was thinking about funding a fantasy baseball competition and the winner becomes the team president. That's just a rumor out there that I heard. There may be no truth to that whatsoever. I do know this. The Yankees are running it back. Nick's in Brick. Nick, what's going on? Hi, Nick. No? All right, no problem. Jeff is in Trumbull, Connecticut. Jeffrey, how are you?
Boys, how are we today?
Excellent.
Listen, just give me some time. I'm buckling up here, and I've been thinking about Cashman being insulting and basically patronizing the entire fan base all season. Let's start with Sanchez. How can you sit there today and do a quarterly 2021 address, which they've done for 5 years, and talk about Sanchez's improved defense, where we saw the worst five-game stretch of defense, including the phantom tag at Citi Field, on national television in front of 45,000 people.
Yes.
And we've been doing this now for 5 years. We are done hearing about Gary Sanchez's improved work ethic and defense. That's number one. Number two, how can you run Gleyber Torres out at shortstop for 140 games, make the decision in September that he's not the shortstop, and then not sit there in front of all of your fans today? That a family of four, Craig, we've gone over it before, Evan, it's $1,000 for me to take the family and sit in the second deck and say, guess what? My analytic team, my Harvard boys, my Princeton boys, they were dead wrong on Gleyber Torres at shortstop. We embarrassed ourselves there. Number two. And then number three, I love the trade for Rizzo. Wonderful. You have to step up and say, the Gallo versus Schwarber situation was a massive error in judgment. Massive.
Do they ever get credit for getting it right, or only when they get it wrong?
What was right this year?
Well, you just said Anthony Rizzo. Like, they acknowledged that the trade deadline, the team was flawed. They tried to change it, right?
100%.
So I'm just wondering.
He just gave him credit for Rizzo.
Yeah. So the only thing they did right the whole year was Anthony Rizzo.
I'm telling you, from a fan's perspective, to improve the team, which, by the way, Craig, let's be honest, two-thirds of that season, if you're a 35-year-old, 40-year-old Yankee fan, you can't watch that team.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, and that's what bothers me more than anything.
What else? You asked a great question. Yeah. I want to put it on you.
Go. What did I ask?
You said they didn't do anything else right besides trade for Anthony Rizzo. Tell me the things they did right, personnel-wise.
They got a lot of things wrong.
No, I didn't ask that. Personnel-wise. Yes. Tell me the things they did right. I want to hear all of them.
I think moving Gleyber to second base, they get credit for that.
Yeah,
that was
eventually,
right.
Eventually, after 140 games, yeah, but that's his point.
I'm acknowledging it was wrong to a point, but at some point they figured it out. They got it right.
They did get that right. What else did they get right?
Putting Gallo out, trading for Gallo defensively. I know he had three drops, that improved them defensively.
What have they done right? He said it. You said they've done other things right.
Nasty Nestor's right? they don't get credit for that?
Look, I mean.
Well, we laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Craig said, am I wrong?
To a degree, they're right.
No, not to a degree. Nasty Nestor, they got right.
What was Brian
Cashman
right?
You just talked about Nasty Nestor 20 minutes ago.
He was great. He was also somebody that was on this team at times for years and was never viewed as a starting pitching option.
See, now you're doing what fans do. It's only negative because you're angry.
No. I'm trying to go through what Brian Cashman did, and he'd be the first to admit it. I don't think he'd sit here disagreeing and saying, okay, what did they do right in the 2021 season in terms of personnel decisions? Anthony Rizzo, right. You want to say Nestor Cortes being available on this roster is right? Okay. Right. Let's look at the pitching. Was the Kluber-Tyone decisions right?
I think more so than wrong, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Tyone, I'll give you. I can't give
you. You just couple Kluber them
you
together.
Can, but Tyone, you can.
Look, I'm not telling you that there's going to be no answers that are right. I just want to go through this and see what is the list of things they got right.
Like, here's
they got a lot more wrong than they got right.
Tyone was pitcher of the month.
You're going to cite that to Craig Carton?
No, don't do that. Well, it's not a Little League game. Well, we're not getting pitcher of the week, pitcher of the month. We don't do that. They're paid a lot of money to play baseball. You don't get weekly or monthly accolades. That's the dumbest thing in pro sports. No,
that's fine. You can argue that, but he did win the award.
He was pitcher of the month.
And when we're talking about whether he was a right or wrong move, I think it's
I think Tyone turned out to be a good move for them. Yes.
I think the Tyone thing worked. I think the Kluber thing did not work. And that's a tough one to say, that worked. Why? Because he threw a no-hitter?
No, it's only one game.
Right.
I'll give you Kluber.
The decision to continue along with Gary Sanchez turned out to be the wrong decision. All right, let's just all admit that. And I have been a big Gary Sanchez supporter. The decision was wrong. And here's the proof. In the biggest game of the season, they can't start him.
He's out
2 years in a row.
Yeah,
2 years in a row.
Yep.
So they made more bad decisions than right decisions.
I won't argue that.
And but that's what my point is, season.
You can't only say everything was negative. Like, they won 92 games this year.
Not everything.
They got to the wild card game. And then their ace let him down.
Not everything, but more decisions were wrong than right.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Weisenheimer. If Brian Cashman made more wrong decisions than right decisions in personnel.
Yeah.
And the manager still saw that flawed lineup to 92 wins and a wild card appearance. Shouldn't the manager get more credit since the GM made so many wrong decisions?
I mean, if you're a believer that the manager managed them to an overperforming record.
What?
Like, do you think the talent and roster was, what, an 82-win team, a 90-win team?
I'm asking you because you said
yeah.
the GM got a lot more wrong than right.
Yes.
And yet the steady-handed manager delivered 92 wins with a roster that was more wrong than right.
Because the
you can't have them both.
No, I can't have them both because
you're not allowed to have them both.
The 92-win roster.
Yeah.
Was not what the expectation was.
Forget the expectation. No, the GM messed up. You said it.
Yeah.
So the manager did a great job.
No.
If the GM messed up.
I don't think the manager did a great job. I think they performed to the level of the underperforming players that they acquired, but no one was okay with 92 wins. The expectation was 100 wins, 105 wins. That was the view
That's
of the New York
Yankees. Silly expectation,
no,
105 wins.
100 or 100? What
That's
did they do in the first
town.
2 years Aaron was the manager?
They won 100 games, then I think 106.
Not 106, but it was like one. Okay, so there was something crazy about
Let
that.
Let me double check.
And then they went out and added Gerrit Cole. The expectation was a 100-win team that can win this division. They won 92 games. That wasn't enough.
Well, it's enough to get to the wild card.
So, no, I don't think Aaron Boone overperformed the roster. I think Joe Girardi did in the mid-2000 teens. Yeah. If we break down those teams, that's why I think Joe was a really good manager. I looked at the roster in 13 and 14 and said, wow, they only won in the mid-80s. They were not a good team. They right. won more games than they should. Despite this team and despite this GM making decisions that turned out to be wrong, I don't think they overperformed, but 92 is never acceptable. Wasn't acceptable at the beginning of the year.
Point
if
is,
I said they're going to be in the wild card game and win 92 games.
If the GM made that many mistakes, then the manager's a rock star.
No.
The way I view it.
You're taking it too much of an
extreme. He got them to the postseason. Not every team gets to the postseason, especially with a GM that makes more wrong decisions than right decisions.
Yeah, both of those.
Look at that terrible lineup they had, and the manager still found a way to get them to a wild card game. Matter of fact, I can't believe everyone even questioned whether or not Aaron Boone should come back. Aaron Boone should have been manager of the week.
Oh, stop.
Manager of the month.
Stop.
Whatever dopey in-season accolades you new parents out there who are raising kids with participation trophies think everyone needs to get a trophy and a plaque.
I think the player of the week and the player of the month, I think it's been around since I was a kid.
Yeah,
like, I don't even think that's new.
Here's your player of the week award. You check. There you go. Nice.
And what's so funny is C-Mac was trying to back you up when he cited pitcher of the month.
Yeah, well, don't ever do that, all right? You can back me up all you want. I like that. I like having backup.
Oh, you like that?
But now when it comes to, you know, weekly and monthly awards for professionals, because, you know, here's what's going to happen tomorrow. The AFC Offensive Player of the Week was Derrick Henry. Yeah, okay, what's that get you? He was great last night.
Oh, he's amazing. The next time your argument needs bolstering, let me know how to do it.
Well, we should talk before the show.
Okay.
And I'll say, listen, do me a solid. Bolster my argument. All right, do a little bolstering, but don't say this,
I'm a
say that.
Kid. Okay.
You're not a good bolster.
If he whipped out Jason
I think Jameson you're an unappreciative bolstery, to be honest with you.
If he whipped out Jameson Taillon's whip and ERA, would that really have been better for you?
I would pour my hot soup on his face.
Exactly.
That's what I would do.
So how the hell is he going to help you?
Yeah.
A bit harsh.
What's that? Is
a
it
bit
though?
Harsh.
The average hot person soup? The average person doesn't sit in a bar ordering wings, watching a game going, what's this whip? What's this war? No, people don't do that. Sorry. So you get hot soup in the face.
What they do is they cite, well, he won pitcher of the month that one month.
You know, Jameson Taillon was pitcher of the month of August.
So if someone does walk into that bar and says that, they throw hot soup in their
face?
No,
I don't know them, so I have no connection to them.
Well,
I don't throw hot soup in a stranger's
face. If we're acting like people in bars, do you think hot soup is appropriate?
In someone's face?
Yes.
Not a random person, no.
Oh, so a friend, though.
A friend of mine, 100%.
All right, so at a bar.
Yeah, at a bar.
Drinks,
and
someone
having
brings
drinks.
Up ERA, hot soup
no,
in the face.
No, not ERA. Whip and war.
Okay.
If you're like, well, you know, Craig, Jameson Taillon's whip was, boom, hot soup face.
And these are the two guys that agreed with each other, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, nice to meet you, face. I'm hot soup. That's right.
But when I get scalded hot soup, I suddenly disagree with people. I'm funny like that.
You just when you back me up the right way.
Okay.
I can't have Fugazi backup. All right. Brian Cashman had an hour and 20-minute press conference today and said nothing about Gerrit Cole. To his defense, nobody asked him about Garrett Cole.
Dude, I was sitting there with three Garrett Cole questions. Because I think he is, in fairness to something you've said throughout this show, he's one of those big questions going into next year. He has to be. It has to be a question. Is this our legitimate ace? Which Garrett Cole are we getting? Because if we're getting second half Garrett Cole, that ain't good.
Do the New York Yankees need a frontline ace? I think they do. Frankly.
Yeah, but they can't. They're
spend not going to get one
on a top level rock star shortstop, an all star center fielder, and let's pay Max Scherzer $40 million a year.
Well, I don't know about right. I think the Yankees will spend in total value of contracts, so it'll be over the course of many years. I could see the New York Yankees easily spending $500 million this offseason.
Total contracts?
Yeah, total contract value.
The thing I wonder about is their payroll commitments are already very high. And so you say to yourself, okay, well, maybe Craig and Evan, they're going to trade some of their high-priced guys. Zach Britton's making $14 million next year. They're not able to trade him.
Right.
Aroldis Chapman is not going to be traded. Giancarlo Stanton, Garrett Cole are not going to be traded. So you already have,
by the way,
huge commitments.
Do you think you could trade Stanton off the air yet?
I think the contract is still very difficult to move.
No way, right?
There's only a handful of teams that would pay that contract. The L.A. Dodgers being one of them. And think about the decisions the Dodgers are going to have to make this offseason. They've got some key free agents. So as good as Stanton has been, right off the top, there's only five teams that could pay him. Or whatever the number you want to come up with.
I got you. I'm with you on that.
So
would you trade him just to dump the wood?
I would not, no.
Based on this past year, you think, okay, he's back.
And what was your answer, in fairness, C-Mac, 5 months ago?
Well, yeah, 5 months ago, he was untradeable. 5 months, right? No?
He was untradeable.
Every Yankee fan will call up and tell you they've had no success. It's only about the postseason. He's been the best Yankee postseason player the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Without question.
Not even close.
Yeah. Too bad he couldn't hit the ball to Fenway, huh?
Jeez.
That would have been nice.
The guy hit the ball all over the place.
He would have had three home runs in a postseason game for the Yankees. And who knows? I mean, they still might have lost the game because no one else was hitting the ball.
But by the way.
But can you imagine if he hit all three of them?
See, Mac, here's the problem. I'm not criticizing you, but this is the problem with trading guys. Now that Giancarlo Stanton is coming off a really good year and a clutch year, now people don't want to trade him. Last year, 2 years ago, I'd never trade Gleyber for Torres. Now he's coming off a bad year, I'd trade Gleyber Torres. No one actually wants to trade people when they're good. And by the way, that's what the Rays do. And that's what they do so successfully. No Yankee fan wants to trade people when they're good. Now you want to trade Garrett Cole. Would you have said that a year ago? Well, no.
Who wants to trade Garrett Cole?
Craig Carton.
Wants to trade Garrett Cole.
He's untradeable.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not that good and makes too much money.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, if they legislate spider tack at some level back into the game, I agree. I think he'll be great.
Even if they don't, he'll be better. Even if they don't, he'll be better.
Why?
Because he couldn't make the adjustment on the fly. I think a full offseason, full spring training without it.
3 months to make the adjustment.
Yeah, I know, but I just think he struggled with it.
That's embarrassing.
Okay.
That's absolutely embarrassing. He can only be a top line pitcher if he's got gooey crap on his fingers. Come on. That's a joke. That's obnoxious.
I didn't say
he had trouble adjusting to doing what something he's done since he's 5 years old.
He hasn't done it in years without the enhancement.
So what do you think Garrett Cole is now?
I think Garrett Cole is a serviceable number three starter.
Oh my God. Really?
He'll be better.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Wait, so specifically, in 2022, he makes every start. He throws 180, 190 innings. Yeah. What's his ERA? Just give me a number. Four?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You think Garrett Cole now has become a four ERA pitcher?
That's right.
Because of spider tech. And you don't think the players and the owners are going to agree to anything?
That I can't answer.
Well, that's going
to
happen.
If the owners and players don't agree to spider tech being in the game, you've got a $300 million bust.
With a four ERA?
He's Ed Whitson.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
He's Ed Whitson.
He still had unbelievable starts.
Two, maybe three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over the course of three months.
He was definitely worse. I can't argue he wasn't.
To back up Craig.
But it's not like he never succeeded without it.
That's not the point. I asked Craig a question. What would his ERA be over a full year? He said four.
Right.
Since the spider tack ban went into place, yes, he had brilliant starts. What was his ERA?
Probably right.
To back
there.
Up my guy, it was four. So no, he never said, guy can't make a dominant start. Everybody can make a dominant start.
That's right.
I mean, you want me to go on lists of guys who have made dominant? Dave Malenke made a dominant start. You recall that?
But I'm just saying, I think off a full offseason and a full spring training, not having to work with spider tack, he'll be better next year than he was the end of this year.
Along with
the hamstring injury.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just quoting the whole, he had some dominant starts. Well, over the course of the sample size of Now there's a ban. He had a 4 ERA.
Right.
I don't give a rat's ass about a couple of dominant starts. He had a 4 ERA.
My point is it's not as though he can't pitch without the spider.
But can he do
the
it
dominant
on
starts,
a
can
he do it on a consistent basis?
We'll have to find that out. But the idea that you know he can't. I think the argument to be made when you have seen it is something to say.
I am not. I don't know what Gerrit Cole is. See, I happen to think that they are going to work something out where pitchers
are
going to have something. And so I think Gerrit Cole's going to be fine. That's how I would phrase it.
Fine.
So I disagree with you.
You guys are both smoking some kind of sour diesel I've never seen before.
Well, I just think
he's
going to
be fine.
Well, because I think they're going to make a deal.
The guy's making $36 million a year. He's going to be fine.
Well, fine.
Fine.
You know what fine is?
He better have an ERA hover around 2.
Low 3.
Yeah. Oh, low 3.
Low 3.
Ugh.
What do you mean, ick?
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
That's what he gets. He gets the gas face.
And Gerrit Cole.
He's primarily responsible for the fact that I'm watching the Boston Red Sox playing postseason baseball midway through October and not the New York Yankees because he didn't show up in the big spot. And the big spot is how legacies are made.
I agree.
Right?
And that's the answer. Like, even if he had a low 3 ERA, the truth is the answer that C-Mac and any Yankee fan should give would be, well, what does he do in the big spot in the playoffs?
Yeah.
If he blows up, I don't care what his ERA was. If he's dominant, then great. He's
dominant. The guy couldn't get into the third inning of a playoff game.
By the way, what pitcher can these days? It's embarrassing.
Gonna vomit in my mouth and swallow it. If I think of Gerrit Cole, you're cheerleading in the dugout. Strike somebody out. Yuck. That's what he was, a big fat yuck. 877-337 6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Yeah. It's awesome. I was distracted.
Why did you tweet that at Boomer about, hey, great win, that was exciting, when you didn't watch any of it?
Because I saw that they won 2-1 in overtime, and I was like, that must have been a great game. And then I got people calling me, oh, yeah, it's so hypocritical of you. Now you're a Ranger fan because they're winning. I'm like, you don't get it at all, dude, you know?
No.
I'm putting together my sexiest videos of all time list, and I think I'm going to put Britney Spears' Toxic on that list. Either
sexiest
Toxic
video.
Or Slave for You.
Yeah, well.
But she's going to have a spot on the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, she has.
Of sexiest music videos
back
of all time.
Back in the day? Absolutely.
Yeah. I was watching Toxic during the break there. I got a little distracted. I apologize for that. So, I'm sorry. Brian Cashman's here to stay, and Adam Boone's back. I thought it was another good question someone asked him, and we'll get into this with him as well. You know, I had the thought that you bring him back on a 2-year deal or a 1-year with an option type of deal. Now, I respect why you don't do the 1-1 because he's lame duck from jump, and that's no way to work. You can't do that because then every guy that's on your staff is in theory looking over your shoulder as a potential replacement. So I thought about it last night saying it made most sense to me if they brought him back, 2-year deal, 1-year option, team option. Like, why go to a 3rd year? And I thought it was interesting that Aaron Boone said, I didn't care what the deal was. Like, if they had offered me 1, 2,
right.
3,
he wasn't
4.
Married to a 3-year deal.
Yes, that wasn't like his,
well,
you know, negotiating, you know, this is my
think about
what's the word I'm looking for? My deal breaker.
Right.
Like, he would have signed a 2-year deal.
Yeah, but you know why that benefits the Yankees?
Yeah, if he's successful, they got him on the quote
Bingo.
Unquote cheap.
Remember when Joe Girardi, before the Yankees moved on from him, became a quote unquote free agent? I think it was after the 12th season or the 13th season.
He was going to go to Chicago,
and
right?
Chicago and Washington. Those were the two hot teams. And Joe Girardi had leverage. Like, the Yankees wanted Joe Girardi back. He was a respected managerial candidate, and Joe Girardi was a hot commodity. Aaron Boone could get to that point. I mean, if the Yankees are in the ALCS or in the World Series or win a World Series and he takes it to, quote, free agency, it would be a risk for the Yankees to allow that to happen. And like we said, they're not paying him that much right now in terms of grand view of what the Yankees pay players. So if things are disastrous and the Yankees decide to move on from Boone, it's not like they're moving on from Jacoby Ellsbury's contract. Right.
No, it's like it's a bit over $1 million. Like, it's a lot of money for us. It's not a lot of money for them.
Right.
Like, literally, it's tip money. No. I assume that Hal's a good tipper. But I could be wrong about that, too.
You never know.
A lot of wealthy people don't tip at all.
That's how they have all their wealth.
That's how they maintain their wealth. Yeah. Here's Milton in Brooklyn on the Fan. Milt, what's up?
If you order, just get me hot chicken pork. All right.
I'll take the hot chicken, too. I'd make you two orders of that.
Listen, guys. This is driving me crazy. This is all about the owner's view of how this team's success is now. It's all that. Forget about the man. You could get any manager with this team. It doesn't matter. It's the owner. His father made it uncomfortable for people to not be happy unless they won.
Right.
So a lot of people, when they were winning, and I met players and I talked to players and people that worked there, even when they won in that organization, at times they weren't happy because it was so much pressure to win because the owner made it that way. So this kid grew up seeing his father have people hate him behind the scenes. Talking about his father. Yet, okay, so now the son, his goal is to make everybody happy. If we make the playoffs,
I don't think that's an accurate description. I don't.
Listen, Cashman loves it because now he gets to say, listen, I make the playoffs every year. Well, Cashman, how
I get
you.
Milton, you're right about Brian Cashman probably loving it, but I wouldn't go, like, let's analyze why Hal is Hal. Hal's different than George.
Right, and that's not necessarily bad.
No, Craig, you're not exactly the same as your dad. I'm not exactly the same as my dad. We don't all come out as carbon copies of our dad. And so Hal's different. Hank, when he was around, was different than Hal. Brothers aren't always the same. Hank had a lot more George in him. So I don't think it's this, Hal watched George and said, I need to be different than my dad. He just is different than his dad.
Yeah, and this happens always when people pass away and or there's a certain amount of time kind of, you know, invades the memory from the reality of things. You know, a lot of you people have this notion of George Steinbrenner that while he was living and doing all the things he was doing, you despise the man. Like, he's more appreciated now in his passing and in, I guess, the lack of World Series than he was when he was running roughshod over everyone in his path. Like, George Steinbrenner, I have great respect for him and his success and his single-minded view of win, 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 win.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think fan bases ultimately adore that and want that for all their owners of their respective teams. But it wasn't always successful either. You know, the notion that George Steinbrenner showed up in New York and they won a World Series every year is a faulty narrative.
Yeah, but the thing that changed.
You just want change for change's sake.
No, but also, here's the other thing that we have to keep in mind about that. And you're obviously not wrong. George was suspended by baseball. Gene Michael was able to build that Yankee dynasty team with George not being there. All that's true. You're not wrong. But let's think about ages. Let's think about how old everybody is. I'm 38 years old. My memory of George Steinbrenner is the good George Steinbrenner.
Sure.
Not the guy firing Billy Martin every 5 minutes, but the guy spending money to win championships every year. I'm 38 years old. If you are in my age demographic, your view of George didn't change when he died. Your view of George is what it was.
Sure.
Because the end of George, like the late 90s on, he was beloved by Yankee fans.
Yes, as he got older and his health started to deteriorate, he was appreciated more. And also it coincided with
a dynasty.
The greatest run since the 1950s. Right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Right.
So it isn't just we're remembering him differently. For my age, for C-Mac's age, this is what we remember. As a Met fan, I wanted George to own my team.
See, and the greatest George moment is the one you reference a lot. And that is, you want to tell the moment when they lose the World Series?
Yes.
And what happens?
2001. I'll never forget this.
2001. They lost Game 7 to the Diamondbacks.
And by the way, sorry to interrupt you. Cashman came out today and referenced that World Series. And referenced how
Andy Pettit was tipping his pitches.
Andy Pettit was tipping his pitches, and the Yankees had no idea.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was fascinating. No, I'm glad you brought that up.
I couldn't believe that came out of nowhere.
Well, it was interesting because he was kind of
defending. He saw that Game 6, Yankee Stadium, Arizona.
And Andy Pettit got destroyed. The Yankees lost that game, you could correct me on the final score, 14-2? Like, I'm not even kidding. 13-2? Andy Pettit got killed, and I admit this. Whenever anyone cites Andy Pettit as the greatest big game pitcher of all time, I say, yeah, he threw a lot of big games. What about Game 6 of the 0-1 World
Series? Well, it turns out he was tipping his pitches, and the Diamondbacks knew about it. Cashman said that today at the press conference.
Yes. Well, he said that that's why information is important.
Yes.
That's what they're trying to get. And I'd love if we could find the audio, because I'll never forget it. Right after they lost Game 7, they had just been to four consecutive World Series. They had won three of them. And George said, I vow to you, we will get better and we will be back. Like, he is talking as if this is a team on a drought. They haven't sipped a championship in decades. And that was the moment. I mean, I always knew George was great at that point, but that's when I looked at that guy and said, I want him to own my team.
Yeah, of course. That's right. Three World Series wins in 4 years. And when they lose a Game 7, that emotional series where no home team lost a single game, on the obviously right after 9/11 and all the things that meant and what New York meant to everybody in the country, he comes out afterwards and goes, unacceptable.
And what did he do? He didn't just use words. The what you going to do about it?
He wrote a check.
It up. He wrote a check and signed Jason freaking Giambi. Now, we could argue how it worked and all that. That's irrelevant. He, after four straight, and that's why I get why the Yankee fan says, I miss George. I get it.
Yeah.
Because stories like that are legendary 20 years later.
Yeah.
They're
legendary. He also has one of the great lines I've ever heard that I try to live my life by, and that is, if you do another person a favor and three people know about it, you did it for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Which is why when he passed, so many people, like regular average everyday people, came out of the woodwork saying, he paid my mortgage. He paid for my kids to go to school. He helped me with my utility bills. He did this, he did that, and nobody ever knew about it.
That's right.
How about that?
That's right. It's very true.
I heard, actually, Bill Parcells has done that for people without anyone knowing about it.
Yeah. Well, you know who else has done that? We mentioned it recently, as much as we've been ripping the guy recently, Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving is one of the most charitable guys in the league.
No doubt.
Yeah, and doesn't do it for the wrong reason.
Doesn't do it for publicity. Yeah. Doesn't do it for attention. And I always try to do that myself. I try to say to myself,
is that right?
I did something recently, and I clicked anonymous on it, so no one would ever know. And you won't even know, but I felt good about it.
Yes. You made a donation to a charity.
I'm not going to talk about
obviously,
what I did.
Obviously, you went on one of those.
I'm not going to talk about
what I did.
What's
that thing called? You went on one of those sites where people are like, hey, I've got a situation. Like, I know I put one out because my wife's cousin was hit by a car and had this terrible accident, and they need money for medical bills.
Yes.
You donate.
I'm not going to get into the specifics.
What's it called?
GoFundMe.
Yeah, GoFundMe. Yeah. GoFundMe.
But that's the key. That's the real trick.
So that's very nice of you. I'll tell them. I'm going to let them know you're a very generous guy. Would you get $50?
So if you're ever going to go to a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
They give it, or charity, any kind of charity, they give you the option. Do you want to be anonymous?
Of course you do.
You say yes.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't because they want you to see what they get.
But that's the point.
Which is so dirty.
That's the point. If you click anonymous, no one will ever know. No one will ever know.
Yeah.
And that's the point of doing something good, like George used to say.
Yeah. How much did you give?
I'm not talking about anything. That's the whole point of this. It's private.
Nice. Listen.
Yeah, yes, you brought it up.
I didn't specify what it was.
Yeah, but obviously charity.
Tell everyone you did something good that you feel good about.
You just told a million people you made a donation to charity.
Didn't George do the same thing? By saying,
no.
You don't tell anybody what you did? It's the same thing.
Yeah, but you just told everyone.
But you don't know what I did.
Yes, and you obviously wrote a check or gave some charity money.
Yeah,
which
is
great. It's good and we know you're proud of it.
No. You don't know what I did or how many times I did it. Or how much
doesn't
I like
matter.
Doing it.
We know that you did it now.
It doesn't matter.
But that's so different than what George said.
Yeah. So you're saying I spoil the whole thing?
You're trying to make an example. You completely went the opposite way.
Ah, crap.
We now know that you're charitable, which is great.
I didn't do it, actually.
But
I'm
you
just
did
kidding,
it for the wrong reason.
No, I'm kidding.
Evan, you're a good man, Evan.
Yeah, so now, do you want the pat on the back?
That reminds me of the Friends episode where Phoebe and Joey are going back and forth on, can you do something nice
if it's not selfish. Do you remember this whole thing? And Phoebe's point was, everything you do,
what are we doing?
You're doing for a selfish reason.
Okay.
Everything. No matter how nice of a gesture you make, you're doing it for a selfish reason.
Because it makes you feel good about yourself.
That was the end. That's what Phoebe's like, see? You did it selfishly because you feel good about it.
Well, Aaron Boone said, even though my best friend got fired, I'm not leaving in solidarity. Do you know anyone in your life that would do that?
Who would leave in solidarity?
That would say, listen, if you don't bring him back, I'm not coming back. Because Aaron Boone, in theory, had that choice. And he said, I wouldn't be here if I had to make that choice. Because the Yankees were getting rid of Phil Nevin. So Aaron Boone had a choice. I can make a stand with my best bud. And in solidarity, I'm no longer the Yankee manager. I'm not sure how that benefits him. It wouldn't, obviously. You'd like to think you'd get another gig, but what's better than the Yankee job?
Do you think Phil Nevin as a friend would allow that?
No, I don't.
And I think that's the other aspect of it. I don't think the other person, if they're truly a friend, would allow you to throw your career away just so you can show your loyalty.
Right. Phil Nevin would have said to him, listen, if they want to re-up you, you take their money and you stay there.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm going to be good. I'll get another coaching job. Even if I don't, I'm fine. Don't throw away managing the New York Yankees.
Right.
And if Phil Nevin didn't say that, he's a bad friend.
I agree with you on that. So, there you go. Because you asked me would I leave. Right, but you now, you know, that changed the whole dynamic.
What did I say?
You're like, how come you wouldn't do that for me?
Well, there's a couple of differences.
But
Now you're
saying that you would tell me, don't do it. You got to support your family.
Well, first of
I'll be fine. Sirius is around the corner.
I hate to say this, but this is true. While I like you, Craig, we are not best friends.
That's on you.
No, it's on me.
Yeah.
It's on both of us.
I mean, more on you than me. I definitely
consider you a friend, but you're not my best friend.
Oh, because you never call. You don't text much.
What are you talking
about? You don't include me in your life.
I do. Yeah. I invited you to come over the house a few weekends ago.
30 other people.
Only about 15 other people, right, Thomas?
He was there, too?
Yeah.
I was there, yeah.
How'd he get there? He doesn't have a car.
He took the train.
Metro North.
Oh, who picked him up at the train station?
I have no idea.
Not you.
Uber?
You're not a good friend.
Oh, so I needed to leave my own get-together to pick him up? You know what I did, though?
He's a good friend. You pick him up at the train station.
You know what I did? And Thomas will tell you. At 9 o'clock at night, I dropped him off.
That's nice of you.
Was that a nice gesture?
How far away from the train station?
15 minutes, maybe? 10 minutes?
Anthony's in Hackensack. We got Aaron Boone coming up in 20 minutes. Of course, that's the big news today, that Aaron Boone's back. 3-year contract, 1-year option. And we're going to run this whole bad boy back again next year. What do you got, Ant?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Craig, I got to come to your defense. You're forgetting a big move that Cashman made this year. Clay Holmes. He might have been statistically better than
100%.
No, Clay Holmes had a very good year.
Anthony, that's a great point. That's a great point. He made my old point wasn't he didn't make any good moves. It was just that the negative outweighed the positives. But you're right. That's a definite one to bring up.
You know, try to help Craig out there. He forgot one.
I appreciate that. I like having the callers on my side. We're like a gang.
And by the way, that trade turns out to be so important because when you look at next year, you've already eliminated right off the top Zach Britton. Now, obviously, they're very different kind of relievers. I get that. But they're going to need bullpen depth going into next year. And Clay Holmes is now a guy that you've got in that mix to supply that.
Right. Clay Holmes was fantastic. Yep, you're right about that.
He was great.
Good job, Anthony. Way to have my back,
kiddo. And he was great in the wild card game. One of the few guys. And we sort of forget that because they lost. But how important was Clay in that wild card game?
He was huge. He had a good run. Other than the one game where they brought him back for the second inning.
Baltimore with the wild pitches.
Yeah, outside of that. It's so funny how, you know, I always say, you typically disagree with me, and it turns out that I'm wrong and you're right in this. Like, I don't pay much attention to, you know, the bad loss in April. You know, or like, you know, the Minnesota game when Chapman gives up the Donaldson home run and blows the lead. Or, hell, even the Angels game when they put a 7 spot on Ohtani in the first and somehow lost the game, right? Because you're like, it's just a game. Ooh, come on. Like, we're fine.
And then what happens?
And all of a sudden, you're sitting there, you know, and you're begging for a win in Toronto. Please, just one win is all we need.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
That's why, do me a favor. I'm going to preemptively say this. If I come in tomorrow in a bad mood because we couldn't take care of business in Milwaukee tonight, It may come and matter in April when we're a half game behind the Bucks for the one seed.
Yeah.
All right?
But you're probably the kind of guy that's going to hedge that the way you typically do. So you'll come in here either buying us lunch miserable or you'll be thrilled and have no money in your pockets.
You think I'm betting big on tonight's net buck game?
I don't like to discuss wagering, but I know you're a hedger. And I know there's no doubt in my mind that you've put your lunch money on the Bucks
tonight.
Here's
what I will say.
There's no doubt about
it. Here's what I will say, and you could call me crazy for thinking this. That's fine. I really, really, really want to win tonight. I really want to stick it to those guys.
It's a regular season game.
It's more than a regular season game. Yeah. This is the team that ended our season. This is the team that are getting rings. And this is the team that, to me, only has a championship because we allowed it. All right? So, yeah, the game matters tonight. The game is a big deal tonight to me.
You going to watch the ring ceremony?
I want the guys to watch the ring ceremony.
Wonder what if?
Well, look. I know what if,
but
I want it to haunt them. I want that to be the motivation for the next 7-8 months as we try to bring New York City what it deserves, a championship.
New York City doesn't need you doing that for
us. We're going to do it for you.
We're fine and dandy with our Knicks and our Yankees and our Mets and our Jets and our Giants.
Listen, those teams,
we're good.
Craig, I love the Jets. I'm a diehard fan. Those teams are not supplying New York City with what they need and what they miss.
Well,
there is one team that can. And whether you like it or you don't like it or you're jealous of it or whatnot, there's one team that can, and we here.
Ooh, did I steal your phrase?
You can have that phrase. That phrase, I hate that phrase. I don't like it.
Did you hear the R.J. Barrett phrase a couple days ago?
Which one was that?
Been ready.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said, are you ready to take like the next step of your career? You know, this is a big year for R.J. Barrett, obviously. You know, he's now no longer a rookie. He's not a second-year guy trying to find his way. This is where you become a legitimate NBA above-average player who's going to command big wood, or you're just a guy that, you know, is an afterthought and maybe you get 8 minutes a game. And they said, are you ready? And R.J. Barrett looked at the camera and said, been ready. Doesn't mean a damn thing tomorrow night.
I give him this.
But he's been ready.
He looks like he's been ready.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. And I saw Julius Randle was asked, what do you think tomorrow night's going to be like, the home opener at the Garden? And he said, chaos.
It's going to be sold out chaos.
Well, right now it's not sold out. There's a lot of tickets available.
No, that's impossible.
I'm telling you.
No, no. Are you looking on the secondary market or actual primary?
I'm looking straight up from the Garden. There's plenty of tickets available. I've got extra tickets I can't even sell.
Do the Knicks fans know that we open tomorrow? We got a game. Counts. No, that game would be a sellout.
I think it will be eventually, but I was surprised that, like, right now I'm on, and it is straight up from the Garden, from Ticketmaster. There's tons of tickets available.
Tons of tickets available?
Yeah, I'll show you a map.
All over Decker now?
No, all over the place. I'll show you a map if you're that
curious.
So
you can't sell yours then?
I'm struggling.
Are you trying to sell yours?
Well, I have two extras. I have my season tickets where I'm going. And I bought two before I ever became a season ticket holder, and I can't move them, at least for face value. I'm going to have to go below face value.
Huh, or
I can't believe that. For opening night against the Celtics?
Why don't you give them to the guys for free? Let them enjoy the opening night game of the Garden.
I'm taking Thomas to the game.
Oh, you're going now?
Yeah, no, I was always
going. I thought you were trying to sell them.
No, I have extras is what I'm saying.
You're selling the extras?
Yeah.
Got it.
Because initially I didn't know I was going to be a season ticket holder, so I bought the tickets for myself to go. Now I have extras. So me and Thomas are going.
Do you feel like you should disinvite him after his performance today? Like he should learn a lesson?
I was thinking about it. It went through my mind, but I sort of feel bad.
You do?
Yeah, I feel bad.
Like puppy dog bag? Like wow.
Yeah.
Like give him some newspaper to go to the bathroom on?
Kind of. And I know he really, really wants to go, and he'll have a good time, and he really wants that Garden popcorn. So I can't take it away
from him. Breaking news this just in. The NFL has just announced again that after reviewing 653,000 emails, there was a single email sender named John Gruden who sent something objectionable. They also claim that they didn't hear the audio last night of Stephon Diggs calling someone an effing bitch multiple times on microphone.
Yeah, but it's on a... Well, hold on.
Okay, that's allowed. No problem with that.
Do you think that doesn't exist?
Well, I'm just saying.
It's trash talk on a field.
On microphone, I'm just saying.
That's on the microphone.
That never happened yesterday.
That's on the TV networks for airing that.
Did you guys hear that last night or no? You guys
missed it.
Missed it completely.
I missed it.
There you go.
And I watched the game. I missed it.
Effing B. Multiple times.
Were you offended?
No, not at all. I figure they're football players. Just probably hear a lot worse than that. Like if NFL Films ever actually released the sideline or on-field audio, which they do have, by the way, that they're not allowed to release without permission of the NFLPA and the NFL, you would shudder at the things you hear.
No, I expect that.
Yeah. shudder.
And I don't think we necessarily need to police this.
Which supposedly, the reason that the taunting laws are in the NFL now is because of last year with no fans in the stands. Apparently, you could hear everything.
Right.
And the coaches were like, wait a minute. Like, some of this stuff's far beyond what anyone ever needs to hear. Right. We better curtail this before we all get trouble.
Yeah, but the taunting rules are awful. They really are.
But that's why it's it. That's why
I don't care why they're there. They're awful. They're just terrible.
Quick giant note, then back to your calls. Obviously, the focus today is on the Yankees and Aaron Boone coming back. Aaron Boone's going to join us in about 13 minutes. The New York Giants have made an announcement.
What we got?
See, they couldn't wait. Just let the Yankees have the whole day. Right? Let the Yankees be the focus.
What'd they do?
The New York Giants.
Wait, before you say anything,
yeah.
Will Giant fans be happy about it or mad about it?
Giant fans will be upset about it.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Joe Judge has been extended.
Joe Judge was not the Yoo-Hoo coach of the week either. Sorry about that.
Dave Gettleman has agreed to a 5-year contract extension.
Yeah, John Mara said he's the best.
I know.
Andrew Thomas has been put on the injured reserve list.
Oh,
he's out for a minimum now of 3 games.
That's brutal.
So who's your starting left tackle against the Panthers?
Nate Solder.
What?
Matt Purter, Nate Solder, but probably Nate Solder.
Yeah, so you better get an extra cushion for Danny Jones' helmet.
That's brutal.
Yeah, Andrew Thomas, you know, who we thought was going to have a big year this year.
I thought he was.
And prior to getting hurt, looked pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, we were seeing great improvement from Andrew Thomas, but you got to stay on the field. It's the same problem the Jets are having with their quote-unquote franchise left tackle. Makai never plays.
I forgot he was even on the Jets, to be
honest. That's a problem.
I really did.
Well, is there any update on Kadarius Toney, by the way?
Yeah, I did read an update earlier, and it was not good.
Yeah. What I had heard was ankle injury may be more serious than they thought. Okay.
Yeah, I guess we read the same thing.
Right, but what does that mean? Great, it's more serious. What is that? Is there a timetable on it? Does the guy need surgery? Where are we with Toney? Because what's so amazing about Kadarius Toney, and I think you'd agree with this, every Giant fan would, their offense for those first 6 or 7 plays when he was out there was dynamic because of him.
He was
a game changer.
No, he was the best. I apologize.
Yeah.
He's the best player on the field for them.
Right. It looked completely different the moment he came off the field. So losing Toney, and look, losing Thomas is probably more significant because he is the left tackle, you know, protecting the blind side of Daniel Jones. But Kadarius Toney looked insane.
So here's the report. Pat Leonard has it from the Daily News, so he should get credit for that. Pat's a man, right?
Yes.
All right, good.
Used to cover the New York Rangers.
I'm not talking about there's a woman, Patricia. I don't know.
Well, do you know Pat Leonard?
No.
He has been around for a while.
Never heard of him.
Used to cover the Rangers. Now he covers the Giants.
Good friend. He's a great reporter. Right. Whatever. I'm giving him credit for his story.
You didn't know who he was until 30 seconds ago.
Great. But I'm reading it.
go ahead.
Sources have indicated that Tony's injury is more serious than a simple sprain and will miss some time. Meaning he ain't playing Sunday.
Jeez.
And maybe beyond that as well. And the dude's been lightning in a... I mean,
dude,
that guy, like, they picked the right guy. That guy's the best player on the field.
You could argue that besides the quarterback, the two most important guys on offense, even more than Saquon, I'm sorry, right now is Kadarius Toney and Andrew Thomas. Your left tackle and a wide receiver who looks dynamic when the ball is in his hands. And those two guys, it sounds, based on what you're saying, that we're not going to see either guy for, what, 3-4 games? A month and a half?
Say, well, 3 games for sure
with
on Thomas.
Yeah.
There's no actual number yet on Kadarius Toney.
Do you want to reevaluate your thought that the Giants are going to win on Sunday?
No, okay. I do not.
All right.
I believe they'll beat the Panthers suck.
Okay.
And McCaffrey ain't playing.
Okay.
So the Giants, it may be ugly.
Is Saquon playing?
But
do we have an update on him?
I don't think Saquon's playing.
Okay,
either.
So Saquon's not playing. Thomas is not playing. Kadarius Toney's not playing.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones has looked terrible over the last 6 quarters.
Yeah.
And their defense can't stop us.
Yeah.
So continue on about how they're going to win.
10-7.
Okay. Whatever. Sam Darnold throws 5 interceptions.
Sam Darnold sucks. So I'm not worried about it. The Giants will be the Giants. Stevens have 3 picks in this game, maybe 2.
Sam Darnold has more wins than the Giants and Jets combined.
That's great. He has 0 wins without McCaffrey. He's an embarrassment. 451. Aaron Boone coming up. He's got a 3-year contract and does not own a jacket and tie, which I love about him. That's how casual that guy is. Shows up at the press conference and saves his life, and he's rocking a quarter zip. My man. We'll get to him coming up right after this on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.